Hi, Posakis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to one of the wicked clones here, Mihaela, right? Is that right?
Yes, it's Mihaela. Hello, everybody.
Mihaela.
And so honored to be here on the line with Paul Slakdus. Thank you for having me and my sister, Gabriela, the Indigo Twins, you know, at your beautiful and spirited show.
Well, you both have great spirited soul. You know each other for a real long time. And you've just continued on sharing your talents, and you're both fantastic, great singers, great dancers, composers, authors. And so you have a show here in New York, right? A Broadway kind of a concept. Tell us about it.
Yes, indeed. We are so excited, and we are so grateful, you know, to God and our parents for supporting us to move forward and being able to inspire people. So we have our Wicked Clown, the cinema musical, five times a week running at the Devonport Theater on 45th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue. And it's been an amazing journey. You know, we've been working on the whole Wicked Clown franchise for the last 80 years because the play is based on my novel. It's a 500-page magic realism novel, an art bestseller with Barnes & Noble called Wicked Clone, or How to Deal with Evil. And it's everything, it's a blend, you know, the Gabriela, you know, the Wicked Clone. She composed the soundtrack of the musical because it's the Wicked Clone is a blend between musical theater and film. It's something unique, new in the Broadway, you know, era. It revolutionizes through the vision, but also through the innocence, authenticity, you know, purity, and story. You know, it's the story of a vampire bitten by a human being and injected with the virus of inspiration, because only human beings have the gift of inspiration and can do amazing things from the heart. So it's something we feel very blessed because we see the eyes of people when they come in the theater, they take a seat, and we see their worries and fears on their faces. And when they leave our play, our musical, they are enlightened, that their heart are pulsating with joy, and they are ready to, you know, conquer their wicked clown and do what they love in life. So this is all we want, you know, like to make the others happy through our art.
We're both two very, very wise women. Wasn't your mother a teacher as well?
Our mom has a PhD. She's a teacher in world literature. She's also she's an author of like several books, you know, about theater and comparative theater. And our father is also an art critic, and he wrote 97 books. You know, he's our idol. He's a true genius and a person from whom we learned, you know, who taught us, you know, what discipline and work ethic means, and who, you know, like got us to see amazing, you know, musicals and theater, you know, since we were very young, and opera. So we are so grateful to our parents because they have inspired us to become the ones we are today, you know. So it's so important for the young generation to feed themselves with great things, and to read and to nourish their souls, you know, not only their bodies.
Let me speak to the wicked clone. I'm going to find out why you're calling your sister
the wicked clone. Yeah, she's in a bath of ice, you know, trying to cool the fire. She's, you know, she has such an intense show because she's doing a lot of athletic things in the air, you know, with aerial ropes, and she's. Her body is exhausted after five times a week performance. Gabriela, say hi to Paul, you know, from your bath of ice.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Paul. I was trying to recover.
How are you?
Full of bloody ice, you know, or icy blood. Icy blood. trying to recover. Yeah, as Mihaela said, it's pretty revolutionary, and it's probably the most intense show you have ever taken part in, because it's 2 hours of nonstop dancing, singing, acting, and it's like fearless acting and like putting all our heart and soul on stage and kind of literally dying a little bit every performance and resurrecting.
What do you like about the role and about what you've created?
My the role that Mihaela portrayed for me, that she has penned for me, is full of full of sass and full of passion and full of rage and in the end love. She's a frustrated vampire who has no heartbeat, no memories. Who's unable to compose, she can only imitate, and she requests her father, Vlad, Impaler, and Lucifer. She asks them for the gift of inspiration, but of course they are unable to offer them that, and she is very, very frustrated. And she doesn't understand how her sister can betray her for the love of a human being. And she tracks her down to New York City through the tunnels of Lucifer and via some rollerblades. Whenever she bows to Lucifer, she bows upside down. So I use like aerial fabrics, and it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, you have to see the show to notice how the good and bad are reconciling, and it's pretty much each of us has got the bad and good inside of us. How do we reconcile that? Is it possible to ever escape the wicked clone, or maybe we should just use our wicked clones for our art and for our lives? So these are the questions.
Wow. I mean, I know you both are extraordinarily talented. Let me ask you one last question, then let me ask it to your sister. You know, we're involved with International Day of Peace. You supported it. You've attended. You performed. And I thank you for that. And so I've asked, many people for the International Day, September 21st, what does peace mean to them? So, Gabrielle, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, peace is whenever I hug a child's cheeks. Really, whenever I go out and I embrace children. Children are peace for me. You know, that's when I that's going back to that state of innocence and that state of purity. You know, the childlike innocence. That is peace and light for me. I try to do that every morning when I wake up to just embrace the childlike me and literally a child, of God. So I try constantly to keep preserve my purity and to see artistic works of art. Like, I don't know, I just saw again Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet or the TV series of Zeffirelli, Jesus of Nazareth. So these are works of art that are promoting peace and light and really divine light. So whenever we people can raise above our mortality and look not to ourselves but to our star, that's where the peace comes from.
Wow, I love it. All right, let me ask your sister, and thank you. I look forward to seeing you. So I'm away, so I can't come this week, but I will get there hopefully next week if I can.
Oh, that's fabulous. I was telling my sister, why don't you talk to Paul, because I'm exhausted. I'm incapable of uttering any words. So I'm like, wow, I could say.
No, you were uttering brilliance. You're a very smart woman.
Oh, thank you. I try to do my best to kind of squeeze my the last drops of my energy for tonight.
You go to bed now.
I'll pass you over to me highlight one more time if you want.
Yes, let me speak to her. I want to ask her the last question.
Perfect. Oh. Okay, I hear it's Mihaela back, so I'm letting Gabriela with her atmosphere in the best of eyes. I've been cooling myself with chamomile tea in the meantime.
There you go. So let me answer the last question. You know, and you've helped and you've supported, and you're part of our World Peace Day activities. What does peace mean to you? Yeah. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me holding hands with children. And I mean children, people of all ages, you know, of all religions, of all colors. Peace means to me embracing each other, all our flaws. It means a state of solidarity, you know, like of inspiring each other and forgetting to suck each other, you know. It's just wanting to do things for the other, you know, without expecting anything in return, you know. This world is so much dominated, you know, by sex, by money, by violence. But, you know, if we do not really look above those things, we can never find peace or happiness. So, you know, I'm challenging the people to start looking, you know, like at their star and something, you know, higher to nourish themselves. So for me, yeah, peace means solidarity and looking at something above our, you know, our mortal, material things, you know, like holding hands with divinity, more or less, yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. You're both gorgeous. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your great success. Everywhere I turn, I see your two pictures. And you've worked very hard, and you've been very serious and giving. And I know you've been giving to the good news and to our Peace Day activity. So thank you very much. Congratulations. And the website is?
Website is wickedclone.com. And please write your feedback, and we invite all of you to come at the Devonport Theater 5 times a week from Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m., you know, to be part of something you've never seen before, something, you know, transforming, majestic.
Fantastic. All right. Get some sleep now.
Yes, and thank you so much to Paul for all his, you know, so many years of support and love, and we are so grateful to be friends with you and for everything you've been doing for us. So a big hug and thank you to you.
Okay, my pleasure always. All right, you take care. We'll see you soon.
Same. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. God bless.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.